What distinguishes a genuine Chihuly from a piece of lopsided glass? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Glass sculptor Dale Chihuly has become world famous for huge glass organisms that seem plucked from some alien biological system. Sculptures with hundreds of pieces created by glassblowers who make them based on sketches that are sometimes not much more than doodles. And when one of those employees, Brian Rubino, started selling his own works, he found himself sued in federal court by his former boss for copyright infringement. Not for copying any particular piece, but for mimicking Dale Chihuly's style.
No one can make a sculpture that has biomorphic curves that have been popularized by Mr. Chihuly and his companies.
Scott Wakefield is the attorney representing Brian Rubino, and he says that Dale Chihuly is essentially claiming the right to prevent other artists from being inspired by his work.
We think that that substantially extends the nature of copyright protection.
Mr. Chihuly himself won't comment, but attorney Wakefield says if Chihuly wins, the art world would undergo a huge change.
Cubism was painted by George Braque about 2 years before Picasso painted the first Cubist painting, and I suppose if George Braque had had a copyright at that time, he could have prevented an entire movement from developing because he was the first person that developed a Cubist-like painting.
And as a result, George Braque might today be a household name instead of Picasso. And in making that point, Mr. Wakefield may have just put his finger on Dale Chihuly's biggest fear and why his client is being sued. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.